Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God and Maker, we are here once again to say thank you to you for all the good things you have done for us. They are so innumerable that we cannot count them all. We went to bed yesterday night, you woke us up this morning. We go out, you bring us back home safely. Father, we are grateful. For indeed you have built your wall of protection round about us and round about every member of our household. You have kept evil away from us. You have provided us, you have healed, you have delivered us. You have done great and mighty things for us. In all this, Lord, we are just here to say thank you, Lord. Daddy, accept our thanks, accept our praises, accept our worship. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for our previous meeting. Thank you for everyone that have been blessed by the reason of listening to the messages. Thank you, Lord, for that which you are going to do for us today. And we say, blessed be your holy name. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Dear beloved, once again, I'd like to welcome you to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God indeed will visit you. He will speak to you. The Almighty God will do something glorious, something excellent in your life and your families in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sharing with us what I titled, Jesus the Perfect Healer. The perfect healer will visit you, the perfect healer will touch you, and will remove everything that is not of God in your body, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will heal your body, he will heal your soul, he will heal your spirit, he will heal your marriages, he will heal your home, he will heal your career, your businesses. He shall receive the touch of the Almighty God. This day, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm taking my text from the book of Mark chapter 9, and I'm reading from verse 14. See, and when he came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them and scribes disputing with them. Immediately when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed, and running to him, greeted him. He asked the scribe, "What are you discussing with them?" And then one of the crowd answered and said, "Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not." He answered him and said, "Oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me." Then they brought him to him. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him. He fell on the ground and wallowed foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood, and often it has thrown him both into the fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believe." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you out of him, and enter him no more." Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him, and he became as one dead. so that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by his hand and lifted him up, and he arose. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is the real helper. He's the helper that we need. He's the perfect helper. This man had a problem, but that problem can be solved by the power of God. And at the end of the day, he received his healing. The man interceded on behalf of his son, and Jesus answered him. The Lord will answer you too in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is ready to answer you. The book of Psalms, Psalm 62 verse 5, say, my soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Brothers and sisters, are you waiting patiently upon the Lord? Is your expectation from this God? If your expectation from him, then rest assured that he will answer you, because he is your defense, and you will not be moved. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, just put your trust in him. The Bible tells us in that same Psalm, Psalm 60 verse 11, Psalm 60 verse 11, say, give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Do not look on man to be your helper, look on God to be your helper. Jesus is ready to help you, but put your trust in him. As much as you put your trust in him, he will be able to deliver you. Human being will fail you because man has a limitation as to what he can do. Even though man may want to help you, just as in the case of the disciples here, they really wanted to help the man, but they couldn't until the man came to Jesus Christ. I pray that the Almighty God will grant you the grace to put your focus on him. And as you do so, the Lord will help you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I also want you to know that you need faith. You need faith to receive that healing. Our Lord Jesus Christ, speaking the book of Mark, Mark chapter 11, reading from verse 23, say, for as surely I say to you, whoever say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever thing you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Brothers and sisters, the Almighty God will grant you the grace to overcome every manner of doubt, the grace to believe that he who says it is able to do it. The Lord will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. For him to be able to perform his wonders in your life, you need to trust in him. You need to believe that he can do it. Trust in the word of the Lord. And as you do so, the Almighty God will perform his wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He is ready to help you, just as he did for this man on that day. He is the perfect helper. Put your trust in him, and he will help you. A person that needs help from God cannot afford to pretend. You can see here the father of the young man say, look, I believe, but help my unbelief. You can't go to him and be pretending to be who you are not. You have to go to him and call unto him and let him know. You can't hide your sin from God. He knows everything about you. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your strength. So whenever you go to him, cry unto him. Do not try to hide your sin. If you have sinned, go to him. Confess your sin. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, say, if you can confess your sin, say, he's just and faithful to forgive you your sin. So go to him and confess your sin, and the Almighty God will forgive you. But brothers and sisters, we cannot continue to go sinning and say that, okay, I will confess my sin and God will forgive me. No, you are supposed to confess the sin and go to total repentance. Don't go back to the sin again. And once you do so, you are established in his presence. And I pray that the Almighty God will grant you the grace and the strength to remain rooted in him all the days of your life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The God we are talking about is a God of restoration. He is ready to restore to you whatever the enemy has stolen. No matter the situation, no matter the circumstance that you find yourself, the Bible tells us in Psalm 23, say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Are you in need of want? The Lord will provide for you. In verse 2, he says, he makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. The Lord will lead you. He will guide you. Where you are confused, the Lord will show you the way to go. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he is your shepherd. He is my shepherd. But he's a shepherd to those who belong to him. If you do not belong to him, he cannot help you. If you do not belong to family, you cannot claim the heritage there. So for him to be able to help you, you must totally surrender to this God. There must be total surrendering. And when you surrender to him, he's ready to save you. The Bible tells us in Psalm 34 verse 6, say, this poor man cried out, the Lord heard him and saved him out of his trouble. The Lord is ready to save you, to deliver you out of your trouble. No matter the trouble you are going through, he will deliver you. He tells us in the book of James chapter 5, reading from verse 16. He says, confess your trespass to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avail much. A righteous man, not a man that perpetually lives in sin, not a man that continually do things that are against the will of God. I pray that the Lord will grant you the grace to surrender totally to him so that you will not be an hindrance to your prayer, so that each time you call unto the Lord, the Almighty God will extend his hand and help you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, he does want to help you, but you need to humble yourself before him. This man humbled himself before God. He humbled himself before Jesus. He did not go to Jesus trying to be who he's not. Humility is critical in us having to receive our healing from the Almighty God. The Almighty God will help you. He's ready to help you. And part of humility is having to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. To accept that he's the only one who can save you. He's the only one who can redeem you. He's the only one that can guide and direct your path. So this morning you are hearing me. You are not even sure whether you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Why don't you accept him today? Why don't you surrender your life to him? He's the one that can help you. He's the perfect helper. You are disillusioned. You have tried several times and you have failed. Jesus is ready to lift you up. He's ready to lift you up. You are facing different storms of your life. He's ready to make the storm of your life to cease. But you need to accept him. You need to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And when you do so, he will help you. He will help you. He will lift you up high. He will take away that frustration, that disappointment from you because you belong to him. So this morning, why don't you just accept him and say, Jesus Christ, I come unto you this day. Forgive me my sins. Forgive me my trespasses. I accept you as my Lord and as my Savior. And I ask that you grant me the grace that every day of my life, let me remain connected to you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. Let them never go back to their vomit in the name of Jesus. For everyone that have heard this message, the Almighty God will help you in the morning. He will help you at daytime. He will help you at nighttime. Whenever you call unto him, the Lord will answer you speedily. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, you will not labor in vain. You will not toil in vain. Everyone that God has ordained as your helper, there will be a divine connection. In the name of Jesus, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.